Objective: this study aimed to explore the social and cultural trauma underlying the fear of marriage among young men, identifying its causal, contextual, and consequential dimensions through a grounded theory approach. Methods and materials: the research adopted a qualitative design based on Strauss and Corbin's systematic grounded theory methodology. 17 male participants aged 20, 49 years from Shahrazar were selected through purposive and snowball sampling. Data were collected through semi-structured interviews and analyzed using a three-stage coding process: open, axial, and selective coding. The analytical framework sought to extract categories related to causal conditions, contextual settings, strategies, and outcomes linked to fear of marriage. Theoretical saturation was achieved when no new data emerged from additional interviews. Findings: analysis revealed that fear of marriage in men emerges from the interaction of psychological, familial, and socioeconomic factors. Causal conditions included fear of emotional failure, perfectionism, lack of long-term communication skills, and exposure to unsuccessful marital models. Contextual conditions encompassed economic insecurity, family dysfunction, and moral or religious incompatibility between potential partners. Foundational conditions involved intergenerational trauma, inadequate parental support, and difficulties in establishing personal boundaries. Strategic responses included efforts toward financial independence, learning effective communication, and seeking emotional reassurance in potential relationships. The primary consequences observed were depression, increased dependency, and moral looseness, indicating deep-rooted psychosocial distress linked to cultural contradictions between traditional expectations and modern individualistic values. Conclusion: the study concludes that fear of marriage among men represents a multifaceted socio-cultural trauma shaped by the conflict between traditional family expectations and contemporary socio-economic realities. Addressing this issue requires integrated psychosocial, educational, and policy-based interventions that foster emotional competence, economic stability, and cultural adaptation.